Family-owned and operated, Terry's Hardware is dedicated to providing quality products and great service. Unlike big chain stores, when you go to Terry's Hardware, you'll get the help you need by a knowledgeable staff member. Be sure to check out their extensive options of paints or get everything you need to finish the simple do-it-yourself projects done around your home. Terry's Hardware, 375 West 33rd Street in South Hastings. Terry's Hardware, products you know, people you trust.
No matter what shade of green your thumb is, the Farmington Greenhouse has you covered. They offer a wide variety of annuals, perennials, shrub roses, cacti, hanging baskets, custom planting, and much, much more. At Farmington Greenhouse, you'll find the expertise you need to make your garden a paradise. For more information and hours, you can visit them online at farmingtongreenhouse.com.
Bath Fitter is North America's leading acrylic bathroom company. Bath Fitter offers top quality customized bathroom renovation products and services with a lifetime warranty. Why spend tons of money, not to mention grueling hours on bathroom remodeling? Bath Fitter offers a bathroom remodeling solution that lasts a lifetime. Done in just one day, call today at 651-925-8636 for a free consultation with an experienced staff member or go to their website, bathfitter.com.
Crown Rental is your one-stop rental shop to get all your projects done before winter. We are always adding to and updating our inventory to make sure you get what you need when you need it. Crown Rental has you covered. Don't forget, with the holiday season coming up, we also provide chairs, tables, dishware, and linens for your family gatherings. In need of a new blower to clean up those fallen leaves? Crown Rental carries a full line of steel products, including blowers, trimmers, chainsaws, and much more. Be sure to stop by for all your outdoor power equipment needs. As always, all three of our locations fill propane for your heating needs this season.
And inch by inch, row by row, I'm gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone blessed these seeds I sow. Someone warned them from below till the rain come tumbling down.
Welcome to In the Garden. I'm Kelly Casey, and your host is Shar Shar. How does your fall garden grow?
I'm turning my sights inward, inside the house. I'm starting to garden inside the house now.
Let's turn then to some house plants that people can get their fix for the rest of the year until it's spring again.
Right. If you're starting out in a new home and you're thinking about what kind of plant can I have in my house here that doesn't require a lot of fuss and attention, and I've got a few choices that I want to run by you today. A couple of things that you might want to think about having, in some of these cases, they do need regular watering. So in order to extend that for the plant's life cycle, you might want to invest in some moisture control potting soil. And another product that will help you if, say, you go weekends away a lot, maybe it interferes with having somebody else come and water and you don't really want that. How about some decorative moss or Spanish moss like they grow down in the deep south? If you put that around the base of your plant, that will keep the moisture a little bit closer to the roots. So those are two things that I would recommend maybe to extend the moisture of your plant. A few plants that I have noticed and I have in my own home that are very simple and easy to manage. One would be the peace lily. Some people call them the Cleveland peace lily. They have a white flower in the shape of a lily, almost in the shape of a calla lily, but it is definitely a house plant. It actually can be grown in a shady corner of your house. So that is why I think this fell into my category of easy house plants. There are two kinds, the regular full size, which can grow to 3 feet. That might be something you'd put on a corner on the floor. But there is also a miniature peace lily if you maybe just want it for a tabletop or an end table. It is a low light plant as well. Maybe reading level light would be all that it would need, nothing overly bright. Normal watering, fertilize only when it blooms and don't let it sit in water. A lot of these, you would not want any of them to set in water, by the way. And no cold drafts, and that goes too for a lot of the ones I'm going to mention. It doesn't need repotting very often, which is another thing that appealed to me. And if it got too thick in its pot, you can propagate by dividing the old plant. Sansevieria. Recently, we talked about how to propagate a Sansevieria. I won't go into that again, but it is a very easy plant to grow. It can be tall, can be like 2 to 3 feet also, but it will do fine in indirect light. Between waterings, you want that soil to dry out. They don't like to be overly moist, but then when you notice the soil is dry, then water thoroughly. Dry air is okay. Often our homes get really dry in the winter in Minnesota, but they don't mind that. Again, no cold drafts for that, and it doesn't need to be repotted very often at all. They do bloom, by the way. They have a kind of an unusual blossom.
I've never seen one bloom, mm-hmm. but I also want to make sure you're saying no cold drafts for these plants, but also don't stick them right next to the floor air vent for the
right.
heat either.
Remember the air vents in your homes. Try to avoid those. And even if you have leaky windows, like in my home, sometimes there's a little bit of a draft by a window. That might not also be a good place. Succulents. Now, boy, there is something that is really, really easy to do. They are good for starter gardeners and even youngsters. So they don't grow very fast. They absorb less moisture because they store moisture in their leaves. They've kind of mastered the art of water conservation. So they are just perfect for, you know, easy houseplants. Some are called aeoniums. Some are called echeverias, which look like rosettes. You probably have seen those. Hyworthia are those ones that have little spiky, they're in a rosette, but their leaves have little spiky tips. And so the one thing I would mention about succulents, they can take sunshine. So a lot of good bright light, southeast and west windows, and draining soil, by the way. There is a soil that is specific for cactus and succulent. I would highly recommend that. And even in the summertime, you can move them outside. They will love you for doing that.
I've also seen people who in Minnesota have yucca plants outside
yes.
all year round.
Right.
I have no idea how they do it, but it's amazing. And also, don't forget the common aloe plant.
Right. When you get a burn by the kitchen stove, grab a little leaf and break that off from your aloe plant and dab that onto your burn. It will, if it's not too severe, it will work wonders.
That comes in handy too. All right, some more tips keeping houseplants handy. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
At Lilydale Garden Center, they're dedicated to exceptional care of their plants and customers. They believe customers always come first. Lilydale Garden Center offers only the highest quality of plant material, as well as statuary, pottery, and gifts. Lilydale Garden also has annuals, landscaping material, garden decorations, and much more. For great customer service with big store selection, go to Lilydale Garden, 941 Sibley Memorial Highway in Lilydale.
Crown Rental is your one-stop rental shop to get all your projects done before winter. We are always adding to and updating our inventory to make sure you get what you need when you need it. Crown Rental has you covered. Don't forget, with the holiday season coming up, we also provide chairs, tables, dishware, and linens for your family gatherings. In need of a new blower to clean up those fallen leaves? Crown Rental carries a full line of steel products, including blowers, trimmers, chainsaws, and much more. Be sure to stop by for all your outdoor power equipment needs. As always, all three of our locations fill propane for your heating needs this season.
Bath Fitter is North America's leading acrylic bathroom company. Bath Fitter offers top quality customized bathroom renovation products and services with a lifetime warranty. Why spend tons of money, not to mention grueling hours on bathroom remodeling? Bath Fitter offers a bathroom remodeling solution that lasts a lifetime. Done in just one day, call today at 651-925-8636 for a free consultation with an experienced staff member, or go to their website, bathfitter.com.
Keeping your bird feeder clean with moisture and mold after it rains is important, especially with finch feeders. This message brought to you by Crabtree's Garden Gate, where they invite you to stop by to watch the birds enjoy each of the different feeding stations, feeders, and types of seed from their viewing window. Their seed is delivered fresh from the mill weekly, which is the key to active feeders. Visit Crabtree's Garden Gate, just 2 miles north of Marine on the St. Croix at 19713 Quinnell Avenue. That's Crabtree Garden Gate.
Today we're talking about easy houseplants for busy lives, and we've been covering some of the most common, the peace lily, succulents, and some of the other things, the sansevieria. Let's move on to some other choices. Maybe you have a dorm room. Maybe you have a new college student that just wants a piece of home.
Yeah.
What could we suggest for that, Char?
Dorm rooms are quite small, so like that sansevieria grows upright. It doesn't branch out. That would be a perfect one, as long as you don't let them topple over. They need a little support, but I would say a sansevieria or a succulent. Succulents, you could have several. Like if there is some type of a windowsill or a desk maybe right close to a window, perfect. And it would give them a little variety if they had more than one. Perfect. And on the subject of succulents, in the family of succulents and cactus, don't forget cactus. The only problem there is their spines. Usually they're so easy to take care of, but then when you get a little too close to them with your hand, you can pick up a few of those little stickers.
Put them in an out-of-the-way place.
Out-of-the-way place. Let's go into some non-stickery plants. Although a Norfolk Island pine, when you brush up against it real close, you'll feel like an evergreen needle. But I have a Norfolk Island pine given to me by a friend of mine, sitting across from me, by the way. They can grow tall. They can be up to 3 feet high. They grow slowly, though. Moderate light. Keep it evenly moist. Average indoor humidity, nothing overly humid. Fertilize it about 3 times a year, and you should be fine. And you know what's good? If you don't have room for a Christmas tree in your house, decorate it at Christmas time. They will think you got the best Christmas tree of all.
But make sure you don't put it outside. People will purchase it at a garden center, and then they will take it outside and not bring it back in and be surprised that it didn't thrive.
Yeah, it's definitely not an evergreen of the hardy type.
No.
Ficus or fig trees, fig plants, they need good light, evenly moist, and frequent moisture. They can't be without that. And frequent light feeding, I should say. It is also one of the easier plants to grow. I have a rubber plant. It is in the fig plant category, and it gets pretty tall, so you have to prune it occasionally. So otherwise, it will grow sky high, like 10 feet tall. So you'll definitely need to prune a plant like that. I want to talk about a plant that's new since the 1990s, the ZZ plant. And you probably have seen or heard of it. I can't pronounce what the Z's stand for, but it is so easy to take care of. I read a quote about it. It doesn't grow, it doesn't die, it just sits there. Well, it doesn't just sit there. It grows a little bit, but it's very slow growing. It's actually called the Eternity Plant or Emerald Palm. It's just a real pretty shade of green, an Eternity Plant, I think, because it lasts forever. It doesn't like direct sunlight, and it also doesn't like to be fed in wintertime, and the leaves are so unique. They're kind of waxy and shiny. The stalks are like wands, and then the leaves come out from these wands. But it's very lovely and very new in the world of houseplants. So check that out. I mentioned that it's called Emerald Palm, but there's also a separate family of palms, another easy plant. I think our grandmas probably all had palms in the corner of their parlors, and they're very easy to grow, need limited light, but you want the soil to not be overly moist. You want it to dry out in between waterings, but then water thoroughly when it is dry. Here's where that Spanish moss might be helpful. I mentioned that it needs to be watered regular or thoroughly. you want to maybe put that Spanish moss around the top of the soil, and it will keep that moisture longer. And philodendrons, which are those heart-shaped leaves, very easy. People have been growing them for a long, long time. And some climb, which you might need a little type of a peat post to let them climb up onto. They don't need direct sunlight, almost into shade. And then what Kelly does with her outdoor geraniums, don't forget, geraniums are so rewarding to have. I have several in my kitchen. They bloom all winter long, folks. So a lot of these, except for maybe the peace lily and some of the cactus, a lot of these don't bloom. But boy, if you brought a favorite geranium indoors, you will have blooms galore.
It's wonderful, too. And it gets you through those long winter days, and you have some breath of spring right there on your countertop. You know, I was going to ask you, too, before we go, if people have problems with houseplants, either with maybe some nasties that have gotten mm-hmm. in, or maybe they have some yellowing of leaves after they brought them in from outside, or they're just not thriving, what would you suggest is the easiest thing to do, Char?
First of all, isolate them. Isolate them from all your other good and healthy plants. But then look at all over leaves. Do a real close, even a magnifying glass inspection to see if you can spot any problem under the leaf, anything in the soil. Look and see where you've got that plant growing. Is it too close to the light? Is it the soil too moist? Have you got good drainage at the bottom? Some of this can cause that yellowing. When's the last time you gave it any type of fertilizer? There's several things, kind of a mental checklist if you should go down it. If you don't have any clue, even after taking all those things into consideration, but also look it up in, say, a plant dictionary, a house plant dictionary, and see if there's some special requirement that you're overlooking, or maybe even if there's a section in a house plant book that's devoted to house plant pests, if there is something there that you are not seeing.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for your timely tips, and we're going to continue with In the Garden. Thank you so much for being here, Char.
Oh, you're welcome. Goodbye, everyone.
That's In the Garden for today. Remember to tune in for our next program with host Char Char. We'll bring you a full season of information on all things green and growing. From foliage to flowers, veggies to patio planters, we'll share our love for gardening thanks to these fine sponsors.
At Lilydale Garden Center, they're dedicated to exceptional care of their plants and customers. They believe customers always come first. Lilydale Garden Center offers only the highest quality of plant material, as well as statuary, pottery, and gifts. Lilydale Garden also has annuals, landscaping material, garden decorations, and much more. For great customer service with big store selection, go to Lilydale Garden, 941 Sibley Memorial Highway in Lilydale.
Bath Fitter is North America's leading acrylic bathroom company. Bath Fitter offers top quality customized bathroom renovation products and services with a lifetime warranty. Why spend tons of money, not to mention grueling hours on bathroom remodeling? Bath Fitter offers a bathroom remodeling solution that lasts a lifetime. Done in just one day, call today at 651-925-8636 for a free consultation with an experienced staff member, or go to their website, bathfitter.com.
Crown Rental is your one-stop rental shop to get all your projects done before winter. We are always adding to and updating our inventory to make sure you get what you need when you need it. Crown Rental has you covered. Don't forget, with the holiday season coming up, we also provide chairs, tables, dishware, and linens for your family gatherings. In need of a new blower to clean up those fallen leaves? Crown Rental carries a full line of steel products, including blowers, trimmers, chainsaws, and much more. Be sure to stop by for all your outdoor power equipment needs. As always, all three of our locations fill propane for your heating needs this season.
Family owned and operated, Terry's Hardware is dedicated to providing quality products and great service. Unlike big chain stores, when you go to Terry's Hardware, you'll get the help you need by a knowledgeable staff member. Be sure to check out their extensive options of paints, or get everything you need to finish the simple do-it-yourself projects done around your home. Terry's Hardware, 375 West 33rd Street in South Hastings. Terry's Hardware, products you know, people you trust.